Good morning. I'm Tara Seiler in for Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Attorney General Kamala Harris is suing ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 for allegedly violating the state's hazardous waste laws at more than 560 gas stations across California. Seven district attorneys joined Harris in accusing the oil producer and refiner of failing to inspect and maintain underground gasoline storage tanks. The complaint alleges, among other things, that the defendants tampered with or disabled leak detection devices and failed to test secondary containment systems. A ConocoPhillips spokesman told Bloomberg that its spinoff company, Phillips 66, runs those gas stations. A spokeswoman for Phillips 66 says it doesn't comment on legal matters. Starting this year, anyone convicted of a felony related to violating the public's trust is barred from running for office in California for 20 years. The violations include accepting a bribe, embezzling public funds, and extortion. You may not have heard about the passage of AB 2410 last summer, but given the recent litany of municipal scandals in L.A., Hawthorne, Bell, and Vernon, good governance advocates like Bob Stern are happy about the new rule. He used to head the Nonpartisan Center for Governmental Studies.
There's a concern that in some offices that are very obscure offices, that the voters really are not aware of the fact that the person's been convicted of a felony and may reelect the person just based on name recognition.
That said, Stern praises the law for letting felons get back into the political game after 20 years. He says that's plenty of time to tell if somebody has changed their stripes. California lawmakers took a hard line against student suspensions in last year's legislative session, passing six bills to curb the state's alarming suspension rate. California Report education reporter Anna Tentakulis explains what the new laws aim to do.
Researchers stunned state school officials last spring when they reported that California schools issue more suspensions than diplomas, and that trend was most striking among African American students. The racial component of the spike in suspensions sparked action in the legislature. The most significant new law requires districts to use alternatives to tough student discipline, programs that keep kids in school instead of pushing them out. Laura Ferris with Public Counsel, a group that helped draft the legislation, she says school suspensions are counterproductive.
We know that that approach for a student is not helping get them back on track. It's not helping correct the behavior. It's sending them down a path towards criminalization and to, frankly, really huge costs for our state.
Districts also have to document disciplinary actions before they suspend students. Ferris says to expect more proposals this year that attempt to crack down on the districts that have the highest rate of suspensions. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
For anyone who crosses the U.S.-Mexico border, long wait times are a constant source of headaches. But relief may soon be on the way for those crossing between Tijuana and San Diego. KPBS Fronteras reporter Adrian Florido reports.
Candelario Gonzalez is sitting in his white pickup truck. His wrists are draped over the steering wheel as he idles in the long line of cars waiting to cross the border from Tijuana into San Diego. I ask him how long he's been waiting.
Ahorita cuánto tiempo ha estado esperando?
Ahorita tengo más o menos de aquí de la curva como una hora ya.
He says he's been in line for an hour, and from this point, the way cars are moving, he calculates it'll be another hour and 40 minutes before he crosses into the U.S. He lives in Tijuana but works in San Diego, and he does this 6 days a week. Three-hour waits are the norm. Think about that. That's nearly 18 hours, more than two whole workdays each week, just sitting in his truck, idling. He says it's a drain, and opportunity costs aside, gas expenses are killer. On weekends, waits can top 5 hours at this border. There are lots of reasons for this. The biggest, security concerns since September 11th. Ken Morris runs the Cross Border Group, a consulting firm. He says that before 9/11, lots of people were working to make the border more efficient. But after,
the entire dynamic vaporized.
The border clamped down. Federal statistics show that since 2000, the number of people legally crossing the southern border into the U.S. has fallen by almost half, from 24 to just 13 million a month. Many of those Mexicans who once crossed into the U.S. to shop, and vice versa. 3 years ago, fears of drug violence were the main reason for the drop in cross-border tourism. But not today, Morris says.
It's not because of security any longer. It's because border wait times. If fewer people are crossing because they say, I'm not going to take 3 hours or 4 hours and wait in line, then that impacts the San Diego economy.
His firm estimates that border crossers who do brave the lines spend $10 to $15 million a day in San Diego and California, but the potential could be so much more. There's another reason border waits are so long. Here in San Ysidro, the world's busiest land border crossing, pre-screened crossers can take special express lanes. But other than that, the infrastructure is just outdated. This port of entry hasn't had a major renovation since 1974. Until now.
Where we're at right now is in the new technology booths. This is lane 16 through 26. This is the new style permanent port of entry booths.
Joseph Meisenhelter is assistant director of passenger processing here. He's walking me along the row of inspection booths that process thousands of cars each hour. Right now, it's a construction zone. Crews have been replacing the old booths with new high-tech ones. When this project is done in 2014, the number of inspection booths will double.
The speed at which an individual inspection takes place is going to be faster, much more efficient, and the flow of traffic is going to be better for the traveler.
Meisenhelter says the hope is to cut waits down to a half hour, but that's just for cars. Near that long line of cars, there's a long line of pedestrians, one that often twists and turns for more than half a mile. An accordion player comes here for the captive audience, but the music only does so much to soothe the frustration of people who wait up to 2 hours to cross the border on foot. There are plans to improve waits for these people, too, but Congress hasn't funded that project yet, exasperating business and civic leaders on both sides of the border. Jesus Maestro was in the pedestrian line recently, resigned to his fate, the way most regular border crossers are.
¿Qué puede hacer uno? Nada. Es que esperar. Pero es todo lo que puede hacer uno. ¿Verdad?
What can you do, he asks. Nothing. Just wait. That's all you can do. For the California Report, I'm Adrian Florido in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Thursday, January 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Tara Seiler. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.